Welcome back to the episode of the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. What's up, guys? How's it going? It's been a little bit, but I'm back. My school just had their spring break, so that's why the podcast was on pause for a little bit, but here we are. So, speaking of spring break and college things like that, today's episode is all about college. So, I'm doing this because when I went on my winter break, back in December, my former high school English teacher, I'll name drop him because he's super cool, Mr. Lawabo, had some past students come in and talk about their college experience, which is genius. Like, there should be a whole assembly on this, because when he did that for my class when I was a senior in high school, I learned so much. But this is my redemption speak, because the panel of students that came in talked mainly about the negative experience, and I don't think we did a great job making them excited about college. If anything, most of those seniors withdrew their application that night, so that's our bad. I apologize. But basically, he told us to be completely honest, and he asked us about our negative experiences, but I feel like now I have a lot more positive experiences to speak about. My first semester was fun and all, but there was also a lot of negatives and a lot of poor experience that I learned from. But as a second semester freshman, I am still learning a lot, but in a lot more positive ways. I found my groove, I've found new friends and activities, and I'm just overall having a much more positive experience. So with that being said, we're going to dive into all sorts of good things and bad things and weird in-between things about college. So let's start with the bad. I know this is a positive podcast, but you know what? We're starting off negative, so that way the only place we can go is up. The logic checks out. Don't worry. I did the math. Anyways, the first negative and the thing that I struggled with the most was actually before college. And that's the lead up to all of your friends leaving. There's something, it's like something we're all aware of going into the whole college experience, but it really hurts much more than like it's talked up to be. So once you get onto campus, there's like this weird 2-week buffer period where there's still that rush and excitement of this new life. And so your high school friends and are talking about college, and you're getting dorm room tours like every other day, and they're asking about classes and new friends and professors and homework. But it seems like after 2 weeks of that whole like new life, new questions kind of thing, it all just kind of stops. So my high school buddies became college people. Like, they had found their rhythm, new friends and relationships and all that stuff. And high school was just gone. Rear view mirror for them, you know? Like, I'm from Brewster High School. Brewster High School, to them, was now this weird, disgusting place with people they never want to return to. And they seem to have forgotten about their high school friends. And they kind of, like, told me before they went away, they were like, I'm never talking to some of these people ever again. Like, that's what college is for. It's for cutting all those ties that you just don't want to have a conversation with. And I'm like, okay, that's fair. Now, obviously, I'm not talking to everyone in my high school science class, but, you know, I reach out to my friends and stuff like that, but some people just don't. They're not the type to reach out, and if you reach out first, they'll, like, sort of talk to you, but there's something different, because they changed a lot when college started. They used college as a way to reinvent themselves, maybe, I don't know, but sometimes, like, the new person that they created isn't always better than the one that you knew before graduation. So losing high school friends, like even best friends, was very difficult for me. I don't know. It just felt like reaching out and like holding on to things that would just like crumble and ooze through my fingers. And I just felt super by myself. So yeah, like even people that you just like don't expect to leave, college will change them, sort of thing. And maybe it won't. Like, I still talk to some of my best friends. But there are also a few that they completely changed their personality and I guess just like outgrew you as a friend, which is totally fine. But just something to kind of just be aware of, and always like try to keep connections with your high school friends, because, you know, it's nice, because I always text my high school friends like just randomly, and they're always like, oh my God, hey. So yeah, keep that in mind. Another negative is the people. So Mr. Lawabo gave his students advice quite often. He has a lot of intelligent tips to help us out. And one of the most important pieces of advice that he gave us about college was to like stay away or be just super aware and alert at social gatherings in the beginning of the semester, because everyone is just given a ton of new freedom to do whatever they want. And let me tell you guys, people go crazy, and not in like the fun ways, like in very dangerous ways. Some people are out on the prowl looking for new relationships, and oh my gosh, those people are weird. Stay away. They're scary. Some people are trying alcohol and drugs for the first time, and those people are even scarier because they're tripping out on the sidewalk. So just be super careful and like wait until things get a little more mellow. Like I mentioned, the two-week buffer, that 2-week buffer also is the same for parties. Like, you may think you're missing out, but just go on social media and you will be scarred. Don't worry. Like, you won't be missing out. So yeah, like there was this one incident the first weekend on campus. I'm talking, I've been on campus for 3 days. And so my campus is on a lake. So there was this lake party, and like, it's right on the water. So people go out there, they have a good time. And some people are like super drunk, walking on slimy, wet lake rocks in the, like the dead of night. And like, that's a horrible idea, dude. And go figure, the first weekend, some kid fell, cracked his skull open on a rock. He's alive, you know, that's good. But keep that in mind, like, just be careful. And then, of course, you overhear, like, all those strange, like, dating stories that make you concerned for whoever the heck Ashley is. So, yeah, just be careful. If you choose to go out, just be alert and aware that some people don't always have the best ideas and don't have your interests in mind. Another negative is people. Most of my negatives are about people. People are cool. That's another positive, but one of my negatives is definitely people. If people are giving you a strange vibe, like, don't be naive and give them a second chance. Trust your gut. I've had my fair share of creepy people, and for the record, it's not just men. Women are creepy too. Like, my male friends have told me about how they have been stalked by several women. And like, without getting into detail, men are also stalkers. So yeah, you know, that's that. Anyways, I'm fine. I'm chilling. Just be careful. Don't do what I did and be like, oh, well, I don't want to be mean. He's just trying to make friends. They're not. Like, they're creepy. Just ghost them. And if they continue, like, let someone know on campus. So yeah, just be careful, because like, yeah, trust your gut feeling. If someone's kind of giving you a weird vibe, there are thousands of other people on campus that are not going to give you that vibe. So go find those people, because they're way cooler. One more thing. College friends come and go. Don't feel like you need a group to stick with. I didn't find my groove or group of people until like maybe November or December, I'd say. Like, the months leading up to it were a little difficult, but you will find people and if you put yourself out there, find clubs, go to campus events, talk to people in the lounge. If you socialize enough, eventually the scales are gonna tip in your favor. With that, let's talk about the good parts of college. All right, guys, that just about wraps up the episode. Thank you so much. No, I'm just kidding. There's plenty of good things about college. I genuinely love my school a lot. Even though I joke about how much I hate it, I really do like it here. There are just so many cool clubs in college, and that's how you meet really cool people. Like, this past semester, I have joined so many new clubs, and I have made so many new friends who I'm like, these people are really cool and they're really funny and they're awesome. So the gateway to getting new friends is to joining new clubs and trying new things. So with that, let's talk about clubs. I know, like, some of my friends are in a bowling club, and they like made their own club for bowling. So like, they would just get together with their friends and they'd go bowling, and then they're like, oh my God, wait, we can do this with the school. And it would be even better, because then we don't have to pay for it. Like, go, like, you can make new clubs. And there's also a ton of clubs just in general at the school. Like, I'm part of the radio club, obviously. That's how I have a podcast. And then I am part of the news and broadcasting club called WTOP, where I take photos for the school's hockey games. I'm on the crew team. I did intramural soccer, as you know, in a club that plays Magic the Gathering. Don't fun of me, okay? Leave me alone. I'm also in the film club. And, like, these clubs are just how I made all my friends and met all these cool people. So I strongly encourage you to join at least one or two clubs. And they usually have clubs that, like, go along with your major, like film club. So I'm a film major. So I joined the film club. And through that, I have made connections, networked, like, have done cool projects that not only are fun, but also are helping with my education. So keep on the lookout for those when you get to college. Like, one of my friends is a global studies major, and she's in, like, I think, yeah, Model EU, which is like a Model UN club. So that helps with her major. There are clubs and majors that go together. So absolutely, that should be on the top of your list to find and join as soon as possible. Another positive thing is all of the new freedom you get. Like, I now have my own schedule. And let me tell you, going home on breaks and suddenly not having your own schedule is annoying. I pretty much do whatever I want, like, whenever I want. I'm a big planner, so I tend to overbook my schedule, but it's great. The freedom is really, really nice. And once you, I don't think you get to really pick your schedule as much freshman year, but sophomore year, you can pick your schedule. So you can craft and fine tune your schedule to have like 11:30 classes that end at 3 or whatever. Or personally, I like when I have all my classes in the morning, so that way I have my afternoons free to do whatever I want. So not only do you have control of your social life, you also have control of your academic life as well, because you can literally just make your own schedule and you can kind of make it match up with your friends a little bit, so that way you all get out around the same time, or you can break for lunch around the same time. Like, keep that in mind when you're making your schedule. See when you can have fun with your friends, but obviously education, very important. Prioritize that. Another thing with the friends, you live next door to your friends. The dream as a kid is to live, like, have all your friends live within walking distance, and that is exactly what college is, and it's great. Like, sometimes I just drop by my friend's dorm and say hi, or they'll text me and be like, are you upstairs? And then they'll show up at my door a few seconds later. It's amazing. So that's something to look forward to. Like, you get the childhood dream of just having all your friends in walking distance. Take advantage of it. I hang out with my friends as much as I possibly can. Also, the workload is different for homework in school. It's a lot, but it's a different type of workload, if that makes sense. So it's less at the same time. I've never had a class that assigned a worksheet or a packet to do every night, like your typical high school, middle school math class. Like, I will have a lot of projects and papers, but I will get plenty of notice to do them as long as I read the syllabus. Read the syllabus, guys. Oh my goodness. I know a lot of teachers had like a fake syllabus in high school, but in college, the syllabus is real. You better look at it, because if you don't, you will fall behind quickly. And if you like, or you will fail. Most of the time, you will just get zeros and fail. So yeah, read it, write it down, worship it. That syllabus is really important. I sometimes, like, there's one of my classes that strictly follows the syllabus, and that's how you know what homework to do. And I have that thing pinned on my computer constantly. It is open right now. I can look at it. It's for my German class. So keep that in mind. Look at the syllabus. It's very important. Yeah. So that's some of the good. So I can talk about how much I love the cool people I've met and the interesting experiences I've had for a while, but I'm not going to do that, because college is different for everyone. And if you find something completely different that you absolutely adore, that's great. That's what everyone wants. Unless it's drugs. Don't do drugs, guys. Anyways, the ugly. This is like the subcategory gray area of college, but obviously it's like, it's not all black and white. So if I'm being honest, the the title of this episode is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, College Edition. But The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is also an old Western film. And I was like, well, this is just, this title's a little too catchy not to use. So I guess I'll just mention some weird in-between things about college that I have experienced. Campus events. Okay, let me tell you, 80% of the times, these are pretty lame, but you get free stuff. There are raffles for TVs, electronics, gift cards, and all sorts of expensive things, and these events are completely free. So I don't know where they're getting the money from, but they're completely free, and then they're like, oh my god, do you want a raffle ticket for a TV? And I'm like, yes. And they're pretty cool sometimes, but they kind of have the energy of the middle school dance in the beginning, where everyone just kind of is standing around a little confused and uncomfortable. But then it gets better after they play like the cha-cha slide or something. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but something just clicks and it's a good time. But don't be lame. Go to the campus events, because even if they are lame, the camaraderie that happens from being at that lame event is fun in itself, because the whole event just becomes this inside joke. It's like, oh my god, were you at, I don't know, this masquerade thing? And it's like, oh my god, yeah, that was disgusting. I'm like, I know. And then you can talk about that, and then you can make new friends. See, everything comes together. So yeah, there's that. Go to them. They're fun. They're free. You get free stuff. They also have free food. So just go. It's fun. Anyways, RA meetings. So RA is like the person on your floor that lives with you, kind of. Not really lives with you. That'd be weird. But they live on your floor, and they just make sure that you're following the rules and help to enforce them. So yeah. You have meetings with this student that oversees the activities and enforces the rules in your dorm. So you will have mandatory meetings to go to. And they suck. I'm just gonna say that right now. But just go, and because they will tell you important things. Like, the worst part about these meetings, though, is that they will inevitably have icebreakers, and that's gonna be awkward. Please don't make me play True Truth and a Lie with a group of strangers. It's not gonna work. So, yeah. But you gotta go, because you're, like, and you have to participate because you're there. And guys, if you go, just play the dang game. Like, it's gonna be awkward, but no one cares. And it's better than sitting there and having the poor RA, like, call on people. And it's just, it's such a weird, awkward silence. So yeah, don't be rude. Like, the RA, trust me, I've talked to them, and I've been like, why? Like, she was like, what can I do to make your RA meetings better? And I was like, please don't make me play Two Truths and a Lie. That's such a waste of time. And she was like, yeah, but we kind of have to. Like, we have a rule that says we have to include an icebreaker. And I was like, okay, that makes so much more sense. So yeah, as a resident, if you go to the meetings and they make you play a game, just play the game, because it'll make it easier for the RA and everyone else around you. Because if you don't play the game, they're just going to sit there for like 5 minutes waiting for someone to volunteer, and no one's going to. Okay, so just play the game. Be the one that does it. Okay, so yeah. And also, no one's going to remember it. Like, no one cares. So no one's going to remember the meeting or the important things they say, let alone the weird, random, fun fact about yourself that you had to share. So don't worry about it. Another middle thing, food on campus. Luckily, my school has really good food. Like, Oswego Dining knows what they're doing, guys. Now, it's no five-star meal, but it's a solid 4, you know? Like, it's pretty good, but I have been to school, like, my friends go to schools, and they hate their food. They hate the hours that the dining halls are open. I'm really grateful that my school doesn't have that issue. Yeah, so if the food on campus is really important to you guys, they have campus tours where you can have lunch in the dining hall. And I remember what I ate in my Oswego dining tour. I had chicken fingers and french fries, and I said, yeah, sign me up. I will be here. I will eat chicken fingers and french fries. I also had mac and cheese, and it was delicious. So just, if the food on campus is important to you, keep that in mind. But also, snacks in the dorm are a lifesaver. Speaking of dorm life sucks. It is what it is, though. You know, it's weird. It's like you're thrown into this 11 by 16 foot dorm room with no AC, bad lighting, and in my case, a fake window that looks down at an empty courtyard. Like, it sucks. But you know what? It's the only option, so make the most out of it. Pinterest room decor is a must. Put up photos and posters. I have a huge posters of the Starry Night, and I have a huge wall of photos of all of my friends. So really important that you invest in like the Walmart photo printing station and do that ASAP. Also, like I said, you get a roommate. If you have issues with your roommate, address them politely and respectfully, but also stand your ground. The way I tell my friends when they have issues and they come to me is I say, address it like a business meeting. Be like, I have point A, point C, point D, or I skip letters, A, B, C, and D, and this is what we can do to combat it. This is what I have done. This is how long I've put up with it. I have mentioned it before. And you need to just be respectful, because if you go up to them and you're mad about it, they're not going to fix it. But if you're like, hey, I just want to talk about the state of the room real quick. Is there any way that you can fix this? Just because it's kind of annoying that your stuff is on my side. And can you do this because of this? Like, if you address it respectfully, what are they going to say? No. And if they say no, then you're like, then you can get upset and be like, I live here too, bro. Move your stuff. You know, like, it's not fair that, like, I have my side clean. You need to clean your side as well. So, but don't go up to them and be like, you are disgusting. You need to do this, this, and this, and this, or I'm going to go to the RA or whatever. But because they're also not going to respond well to that, because it's a, you know, confrontation. So no one's going to respond well to it. But if you address it respectfully and like I said, like a business meeting, it'll go well. I promise. Maybe I won't promise, because like I said, people are weird, but hopefully it goes well. And if it doesn't, then you can talk to your RA and they will fix it. Yeah. There's that. Yeah. So with that, I have a random national holiday that I read and I was like, yeah, no, this is good. It's National Scribble Day, guys. I love that. I think that's so funny. I did a whole bunch of research about scribbling and how it can help with like memory, and you should encourage it in toddlers. I don't know, but I was like, that's cool. So National Scribble Day, guys. And then for my fun fact, did you know that the actors who voiced Mickey and Minnie Mouse got married in real life? Yeah, so they got married in 1991. Their names are Russie Taylor, who played Minnie, and Wayne Alwyn, who played Mickey. So that's pretty cool. That's adorable. I love that. Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope this helped anyone who needed advice on college, and I hope that I helped redeem the panel of students that came in to talk about the college in my English class, because we left and we were like, yeah, no. We didn't really say a lot of positive things. We talked about all the negative stuff and then left. So that's not good. But anyways, yeah, you already know the drill. Follow the podcast Instagram @positive podcasts. And yeah, have a great week, everyone. Bye.